It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And today we are talking about asking for help. And we get help from our wonderful sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Artistry by Annette. If you need help with your skin, oh my goodness, the hydrofacial that she does. She's out in Novi, and I could not stop touching my skin for about 2 weeks after I got this hydrofacial. It's like, you know, you've seen the celebrities do that microneedling, and this is like nano needling. So it does the same thing, but with no downtime, without all that icky redness. Like, you could get up and go to work after. And my makeup is going on easier. In fact, my niece is getting married next month, and I've already scheduled. I am going in before the wedding. I don't want to outdo the bride, but
it's going to be hard with that hydrofacial.
It really is. You should give her a call, 248-980-6235. You can find all the information on our website, Stacy and Lynn Podcast. It's also on our Facebook page. There's a helpful hint.
Yes, that was helpful.
What else? Do you have a hard time asking for help?
You know what? I used to have a really hard time asking for help. And I think it started as a kid asking for help in school, because I always didn't want to look like I didn't understand something as well as someone else did.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good point.
And I never even wanted to raise my hand and ask a question in class, because I thought, oh, that's going to make me look like, you know, and that's a form of asking for help, right? I would just stay silent. And if I really needed it, I would go after in private and ask the teacher. But I just felt like people were judging me if I asked, like, I didn't understand something. And I've really had to, like, outgrow that. You know, even now, today, you know, we take classes and different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not afraid now to ask, because I'm like, if I don't ask, I'm going to get up there and it's clear I don't understand what we're doing. You know what I mean? And as I got older, I got better at asking for help. But it definitely was a problem. It's still kind of an issue. I don't like to look weak. And I think this is why people don't want to ask for help. They don't want to look weak.
They don't want to look needy.
Needy.
They don't want to. Well, I think also part of it too is like, you know, we've got nice lives. Mm-hmm. I know I've got it easy compared to other people. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why should I need help with anything? I should be able to handle anything.
Right.
I'm the woman who gets stuff done. Why can't I handle this? And also, I hate to burden people.
Yes.
I don't know why. I have such, I it just gives me such angst. And the thought of asking someone to help me and not knowing that I'm going to be able to help them back, it'll make me like break out in hives.
But you know what's funny? I think you and I are both people that genuinely like to help others when they ask us.
Oh, yeah.
For help. But yet I'm the same way. Like, I feel like they're going to think, I don't want to, I know they're busy. They've got their lives going on. Who wants to help? And you know, like, we are moving again. And, you know, I felt bad getting all the people that first came over. It was, you know, like a lot of family came over to help us move the first time. And you feel bad because you're taking up people's weekends. But I know I would help if someone, you know, asked me to do it.
Exactly.
And now we're doing it again. And you know, I think this time's going to be a lot easier because we've been doing nothing but purging for 6 months. We have a lot less stuff. But still, getting all situated in the house and you know, putting everything away so you feel settled, you know, could take me and my family 3 weeks to do it. Or if you had some good friends that came over and you bought pizza and drinks and
made a day of it,
we could all be settled in 24 hours, you know. But you feel like really bad calling people or, you know, putting out a message to everyone saying you need help. No, but you've already been kind enough to say, tell me the date you're moving in, I'll come over and help. And it was like, oh my God, thank you.
Because
thank you.
The thought of helping someone settle into their new home, to me, it's like, that's such a joyous occasion. And it's like, it feels selfish because I want to be there to see you like in your new home and how exciting it is. So to me, it doesn't even feel like helping. It kind of feels like selfish. But little sidebar, you just reminded me, I have to tell this story. I was driving on 696 last week and I saw a mattress on the side of the freeway.
Yeah.
And I thought was, oh, that's There's nothing sadder than a mattress on the side of the freeway because you know it's somebody who asked their friends to help them move.
Right.
And they thought, somebody thought they'd tied it down really, really well.
Yeah.
And then it flipped off mid-move. Somebody probably had to swerve. Yeah. And then there's some friend who was only trying to, you know, do someone a favor who's feeling like a big loser.
Now they owe someone a mattress. Right. Yeah. And that's,
and I couldn't stop laughing about it all day, just picturing these poor people. I don't even know who they are, but.
Right. But I thought you were actually going to say you're driving down saying, oh, I think Lynn needs a mattress.
Well, if you do, it's on 696.
Yeah,
just
do.
Past Greenfield.
Okay, good. But I also think it comes from kind of like feeling a little bit competitive with like other.
Oh, really?
A little bit. So when I had my first child, I was drowning for a little bit, I have to tell you. And I felt guilty to reach out to anyone to ask for a break, to ask for some help, because you have a lot of things going through your head. Am I a bad mom? How did other moms do this? Why am I having a hard time? Why am I going crazy? I felt like at one point I was crawling out of my skin. Like I just needed to get out in like fresh air in like without a baby attached to me for a minute. You know what I mean? But I felt like I don't remember a lot of other moms saying, hey, can somebody help me? I'm drowning over here. So I felt like, am I weak? Are they going to think I'm a weak mom?
Yeah, I never asked for help. And I did not have family close by. So I remember like trying to find a babysitter that we trusted.
Right.
To leave. Like we didn't go anywhere without the baby because
yep.
we didn't have family. We didn't have babysitters. And I don't know if you even remember this. I missed your wedding shower because my daughter was about a year and a half old. And I was going to, her babysitter was coming over. The babysitter showed up late and with her boyfriend. And right then, my daughter woke up and was very uncomfortable with the boy.
Yeah.
And I just sent them home and I called you and I felt terrible. I called you and said, I can't make it to the shower. My babysitter's a flake. And I had no backup.
Yeah.
And I just remember being so, it still makes me feel sad to this day that I had to miss that.
Aww.
I should have just put Alicia in the car and brought her. I didn't even think of that.
But yeah.
Exactly. But it still makes me feel so bad that that happened because I didn't have backup, but we just didn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who else to ask for help.
Well, don't feel bad. The thought of you wanting to be there so bad is nice enough.
All these years later.
Yes. But I do remember one time and when I had Kenny, and I finally worked up the guts to call a friend
mm-hmm.
and kind of just said, I really need some help here, you know? And the response was that they were really sorry, but they had, you know, an appointment. And I remember hanging up the phone and I was like crushed, just not necessarily by them. I understand people have lives, but I was really like, it was a low point for me to reach out to this person. And
okay, let me ask about the appointment. Was it like a doctor's appointment or was it
a hair appointment? And maybe I'm sure they didn't understand how much I was feeling like I was going down in quicksand.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was on the phone crying, but I just said, is there any chance? I'm just having kind of I'm just feeling very stressed right now. And it's just like, and after that, I couldn't call anyone else.
Cause yeah.
I took guts for me. I had to like work up my, you know, to finally admit I needed some help.
It feels like work.
It does.
It feels like physical labor
yep.
to admit you need help, to pull yourself up out of that. And I don't know if it's because we all think we should be self-reliant. I mean, I grew up in a small town with tons of family around.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like anybody ever had to ask for help because it was always there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember being shuttled off to an aunt's house here, grandma's house there. Like, you know what? There was always somebody to watch the kids, do something, cook something, whatever you needed.
Yeah.
And people just did it.
Right.
And I think that sense of community, I think we're kind of losing that now.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, maybe people like here in the big city that I moved to never had it. I don't know. But it was just so foreign to how I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, my husband, his family had moved to Michigan when he was about 9 years old. So his mother would tell me stories, and his dad traveled for work, about how she was left home alone in a city where she, you know, barely knew people. And her husband's traveling for work. And she, you know, they weren't making a ton of money then. She's trying to make her budget stretch. And she's trying to, and I think people did call each other more then. Like,
oh,
hey, can
sure.
you help me?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, she knew all her neighbors and they, you know, did.
But I also think when people say, is there any help you need? Like, we don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what the answer is. But I remember one time my mom came over and said, no, we're actually here just so you can go sleep for 2 hours. And it was like the only time someone like, because I always felt like I had to entertain everyone that came over too, right?
Yes. After you have a baby.
Right. And you're like getting up and doing this and doing that. It's not like someone, and you're already exhausted. And when my mom said that, I was like, I even felt still guilty that I was going to go lay down for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, no, just go lay down. And I thought that was like the best thing that someone did was to just say, go sleep and we'll stay here and watch the baby. And then, you know, when you wake up, we can go or whatever. And I was like, okay, see that was very helpful.
That is very helpful.
Yeah. And that's maybe, you know, I should do that when people have babies, you know?
Yes.
Because that's a good thing. Just say, I'm going to come over. I won't take them anywhere. You can sleep.
We will both be here.
Here.
We're not moving.
We're not going anywhere.
We're going to sit in the rocker. Yeah, that is. And it's, I think especially after you have a baby, that is to me the hardest time when you need the most help.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you need.
No, you don't know. When people just say, like, I have a couple of friends who are really, I think, going through a hard time right now. And I don't know what to do to help them. And I've asked, what can I do to help? And of course they said, there's probably nothing you can do to help. And, you know, I've said like, clean your house, do whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're like, no, there's nothing you can really, you know, do. But there's got to be something I could do to make their lives easier, you know? And I think you were talking about something you read about a person who was like kind of overwhelmed. I don't know. They had moved. They had not been unpacked for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you were just talking about this weekend.
Well, it was somebody who was suffering from depression, which I think if you do suffer from depression, that does make it even harder.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mind will play tricks on you and say, you are terrible for being needy. And, you know, you've got it better than so many other people. What's wrong with you? And then, you know, depression says terrible things to you. But yeah, so this woman had just moved to a new apartment and had been living amongst boxes for 2 weeks because she was suffering from depression, mm-hmm. couldn't even unpack. And one day, a bunch of her friends showed up and said, we brought pizza and beer. We're going to unpack everything.
Oh.
And she said that was the best gift ever because they didn't ask. They
right.
didn't say, what can I do? And they just showed up and did it. And it's hard to, I would imagine it would be hard to do that unless you have like the same group of friends. But I got the impression that it wasn't, that it was like a couple people who said, I'm going to reach out to everybody this woman knows, even if I don't know them.
Right.
And I think we don't think about going out of our way that much.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really require that much. I mean, how many things have you organized in your life?
Oh, tons.
I mean, I think of all the class parties I threw. It's
yeah.
like I should be able to do anything.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes I feel like people don't ask until it's the 11th hour. Like it's real dire at that point. It's bad. And then all of a sudden you see like people are developing food chains, like to bring food over their house or to do this kind of stuff. And we shouldn't have to wait till people are like that bad off when there's people that, you know, could just use something small, something little to help, but they just don't know what they need.
Yeah, I was thinking about this topic for today. And I have to say one of my role models for asking for help is my son's theater teacher. And he's an award-winning teacher. He won the governor's award for teaching years ago. He's an amazing man. And he has volunteers that show up for every production that no longer have children in school.
Oh, wow.
One woman was from his prior school, like 20 years ago. Like he taught her child 20 years ago and discovered she could sew. And he said, I need you. And then when he moved over to our school, she lives like 30 minutes away. He said, I still need you. Will you show up? And she does.
Well, you know, I think that innately people want to help.
Exactly.
I really do. And as a salesperson or a sales manager, I used to tell the salespeople that worked on my team, you know, when you phrase something, when you talk to the person who answers the phone, which is always called the gatekeeper in sales, and you say, could I get your help with something? I'm looking. People innately want to help. Now it's like, oh, a help? Yes, you need a task. I can help you. You know, I can do that. So I thought that was always a good way to get someone to help because people want to help. But you know what? Not only do people help, products help.
Yes.
Okay. That brings me to.
We have a very helpful product.
Very
for
helpful
you.
Product. Because another thing is when you're sick, sometimes you need help and you don't want to ask. And we can help you.
Oh, yeah.
SeatSitters.com can help you avoid getting sick more often than not if you travel. Because planes are filled with tons and tons of nasty germs. Mm-hmm. Think about that. People getting in and out of that plane all the time. And have you ever noticed that sometimes after you fly, you get sick?
I always get a cold.
See? People are...
Every time.
It's that darn plane I, you know, flew mm-hmm. on. Well, there's a fix for that. And if you think about it, we always watch what we eat, we exercise, and we take all these other precautions to stay healthy. Why wouldn't we want to do the same when we fly? And that's exactly why SeatSitters Travel Kit was created, for clean, healthy travel. The kit comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. For those people who have allergies that want the flight attendant to know, you can just put it right there. So there's nothing set in front of you that has nuts. And just for under $20, you can fly healthy when you get this kit. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member or come home from vacation to an illness. Order your SeatSitters kit today at SeatSitters.com.
You know, if you want to help somebody and you know they have a trip coming up, you can just get
order
them that.
Order a seat sitter from SeatSitters.com here, and I'm, give them the gift.
I'm pre-helping you.
Yes.
Ooh, pre-helping. An idea.
That sounds awesome, too. You know, I saw something on Facebook today, and it was like perfect for our topic today, and I had to bring it up. It said it was like a post for kids. Hey kids, don't make fun of me for asking for help with my new cell phone because I taught you how to use a spoon.
Oh, okay. That is funny.
I was dying because my kids, like just over the weekend, my niece saw this way I was trying to find pictures that someone sent me. And she's like, because I was on, like, pretend you sent me a picture. So I was looking at all the texts you had sent me to find a picture. And I said, oh, Stacy and I text a lot. And she's like, you know, there's an easier way to see all the pictures she sent you. I go, what? And she's like, here, two clicks. And now I have access to every picture you've ever sent me in our texting relationship right there, right at my fingertips.
I keep forgetting about that.
Well, I will never forget again because I've been doing that for so long. And it's like people are waiting. At one point, someone got like so bored. I thought they were going to leave because I was trying to find this one picture. And I kept saying, I'll find you in the party. I'll come back. I don't know where it's at. But yeah, so that's another thing. Like I feel bad when I ask my kids for help with my computer or my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like they get frustrated with me. Like, Mom, seriously? Like, and they kind of make, and not on purpose, but I'm a person that just likes to try to figure things.
Well, they're your children, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think if you asked another child.
Well, if I ask your son, I'm sure he wouldn't make me feel like an idiot.
In fact, my son, I remember one time we went to fly in an old airplane for my morning show. And I took my son and Bobby Mitchell took his son. And so we were waiting to go up in the plane and Bobby was trying to figure something out on Snapchat. And so my son went over and explained it to him and I took a picture of them because they were just standing there for the longest time working on this thing. And Bobby was like, thank you. And he did all this cool stuff. And it was like the sweetest thing. And I'm sure his son would have helped him. He didn't know how to do this particular thing that my son did. Mm-hmm. But I thought, and I don't know if Bobby even asked him. I think my son just walked over and said, hey, or maybe he did. I don't know. But it was like, yeah, somebody else's child will help you so much quicker and nicer.
Yes.
Than your own.
Yes, that is so true. Another thing I find funny is when I ask my husband for some help, like fixing something, and he doesn't know how or can't fix it, I get really frustrated and angry. Even though, like, why? And I'll be like, you could YouTube this or something. But like, I could YouTube it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if it's, I feel like, hey, if it's a stopped up drain, I put that in like in his column, which, you know, would probably be very wrong. Other women are probably fixing their own drains. But I feel like I don't have that brain that can fix some of these things. So I leave it up to him. But then I find myself getting frustrated when he doesn't know. And I think, gosh, that's just kind of not nice. You know, if I can't do it, and he can't, why should he be able to do it any better than I can?
That's funny because I did go into my marriage knowing my husband was not handy.
Oh, okay.
He's actually gotten more handy over the years. Yeah. But we went in, and in fact, so the first house we bought, we had a tile kitchen floor, and the people had put this funky modern circular table and bolted it to the floor. So when we removed the ugly thing, which they left for us, wasn't that nice and
That's
helpful?
That's very nice.
When I removed it, there was a hole in the tile. And I'm like, I don't want a hole in the tile in the middle of my kitchen. And I was like, I knew my husband wouldn't be able to do anything. And luckily, I have a girlfriend who's very handy.
Okay.
In fact, you can watch her. She has a segment on Fox 2 called Jill of All Trades.
Okay.
Like, she can do anything. And she does.
See, I wish I had that.
Well, but she told me. She's like, you can fix that. And this was before YouTube. She's like, you can do that. All you have to do is take the tile out, get a new tile, get, you know, replacement tile. You put grout down and then you put what you put the sealer down or glue. And see, I don't even remember. It was so long ago. But she's like, you can do this. And I'm like, you know what? I think I bought a book. I remember I bought a book pre-internet. Hello, kids.
Right.
Before the internet, we read books.
Right.
It was amazing. And I did. I replaced that tile.
See?
And I remember I had little yellow caution tape around it in the kitchen while it dried. But I was so proud of myself.
Yep.
Because I replaced that tile.
That is the thing. When you do something or accomplish something yourself, you do feel a lot better. And the point, yeah, I think that's a good example of
But
Jill.
I did get help from her.
Right. That's what I was just going to say. She was like, what? People want to innately help you.
Oh, she would have come over and helped me do it if I'd asked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also the biggest help she gave me was letting me know that I could do it on my own.
Okay.
Because I went on to do other projects after that I didn't think I was capable of.
You're very capable. You do a lot of things that I'm like, what? How did you do that?
Well, my motto is there's nothing I can't learn.
Right.
Because if somebody can learn it, I can learn it.
Right.
Because I'm pretty average. So I'm not smarter than anybody, but I'm not dumber than anybody.
So you can learn it. And so have you gotten better at asking for help?
No, not about personal things, like work things. Yes, I will ask for help. Like in class, you mentioned, I don't have a problem asking for help, asking for guidance, asking for instruction. But if I'm feeling a personal thing, like I need to be talked off the ledge, if I'm having a bad day, yeah, then I do have a hard time. And I think it's because I know I present this image of being together.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you don't believe that, don't tell me.
Right.
It's my own little personal
her image of herself.
No. Image of myself. And I don't be helpful and don't shoot that down.
Right.
Thank you very much in advance. But I feel like I have that image. So I don't want to get rid of that. But I have to say, so last year when we had to send my son to military school and I was going through a very tough time, his best friend's mother, I think I've told you this, gave up her afternoon and came over and sat with me because my husband was gone visiting his dad and I was home alone. And she gave up a Sunday afternoon with her family and sat with me and chatted and just listened. And that was the most helpful thing anybody could have done.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't think I asked. I think she just said, what are you doing?
But I think that's a great example. It doesn't have to be big.
No.
Or like difficult. Even like just last week, I was having a bad day and I just, you know, out of the blue text you and said, what are you doing? Can you meet me for a minute? Because like I just needed to calm down for a second.
Yeah.
And I was really feeling like I was crawling out of my skin. Whereas like I think the old me would have just gone home and been really frustrated and angry.
And tried to deal with it on your
Tried to deal with it on my own. But at least I got it out of my system. I felt better as I drove off. And that was like super appreciated. And I think, you know, all of us just need to be okay with asking for help. Because some people are better at some things than others. Some people have more time. Some people like to just come over and be that person that you can talk to and listen and hear what your problems are. And they don't even have to do anything. They don't have to fix it, but they're there for you. And that's a form of help. And I think sometimes you just got to say, hey, do you have an hour for me? Do you have something? It doesn't have to be, you know, can you help me roof my house or, you know, replace the carpet in my basement? I mean, I think those days are kind of over because we're all not in that stage of our lives.
Can you help me move? Oh, you're going to be in charge of strapping down the mattress, by the
way. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Sometimes it's just being there as a friend. But I think we all have to just be okay with it because I know for myself and I think you too, because you told me about that Sunday afternoon before. It just helps us all.
Yes. And so don't be afraid if you see somebody who you think needs help, don't be afraid to offer.
Right.
Because if they don't need it, they will tell you.
And if they say, I don't even know where to begin or I don't even know what I need, say, can I just come over for an hour?
Yeah.
Bring you a Starbucks.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. Can I just come? And I bet you 9 out of 10 times they're going to say, I would love that. And it's just a break from what they're going through.
And they're going to tell everybody later how much you helped them.
And then hopefully you'll think to do that for someone else.
Exactly. I love that. Okay. Hopefully we gave you some helpful tips today on asking for help and helping others. We would like to thank our sponsors, yes. Artistry by Annette, 248-980-6235, and SeatSitters.com. And we'll see you next week.